expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to our urban story on this beautiful Saturday, March the 9th, I believe it is, 2019. My co-host is here, and she wants to greet you also.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Yes, it's March 9th, 2019. It is a beautiful Saturday here in the northeastern part of the United States. It's very nice. Now, tomorrow we're expecting rain, but it's better than a snowstorm. So thank you, Lord.
Any day of the week.
For a beautiful day. Now, remember, tomorrow, well, in from March 9th today into tomorrow, Sunday, we have this, we're springing forward. So you're going to lose 1 hour of sleep this weekend. So just a friendly reminder to set your clocks forward around 2 a.m. This morning, or technically tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And what I want to give to our listeners is our telephone number. The call-in number is 973-925-4559. Let me do that one more time. 973-925-4559. Your voice is very important, and we want to hear from you. Miss Diamond, what do you have to tell our listening audience this afternoon?
Well, there's so much going on, from the tornadoes in Alabama to the House Democrats allowing legals, voting to allow legals to vote.
Right.
But we'll start with the tornadoes in Alabama. Over 20 people have been killed. The tornadoes are very serious in Alabama. We should lift them up in prayer. Our great president, Donald J. Trump, and his lovely wife, Melania, flew down to the great state of Alabama to be with the victims and their families. And the president signed Bibles and hats, and he was criticized by the media. They'll find anything. If Donald Trump discovered the cure to cancer, they would criticize this man. Okay, that's how deep this Trump derangement syndrome is. But I thank God we have a Donald Trump in office. We cannot, in light of the Democrats' viciousness, their hatefulness, we cannot afford to have a weak Republican. And I thank God that Donald Trump is our president of the United States. Barbara.
Amen. And you know, I mean, the derangement is just out of control. But the thing about it is that more of us need to go into therapeutic medicine so that we can treat the nuts and make some money off of them. Because, I mean, what they're doing and how they're acting, it's so, I mean, it's so abnormal. It really is very abnormal. But that's the way they choose to act based on an election. And you know, I'm sick and tired of hearing impeach, impeach from the Democrats. What are they saying? Impeach 63 million people? Mm-hmm. We made our choice. So what are they saying? We're too dumb to know what's best for America?
Right.
When you say you to keep talking about impeachment, mm-hmm. that's impeaching me because I voted for Donald Trump.
Right.
And they are our paid workers. Mm-hmm. They don't tell us how to live. Mm-hmm. They don't tell us how to vote. They get our money to do what they're supposed to be doing, protecting us from danger and all of this, trying to make sure that the general welfare of American citizens are sound and all of that. They're not doing any of that. They're focusing on trying to impeach a president that we legally voted for and who's doing marvelous things for this country. We need to go into therapeutic medicine so that, you know, they can come to us and we can counsel them and charge them a high fee.
One of the themes of this show that I'm, I guess, the thread of the stories is the death of the Democratic Party.
Yes,
now,
it is.
Now, that may seem extreme, that may seem far-fetched, but not really.
It's real.
The Democratic Party has allowed three freshman congresswomen to basically expose the fault lines and the deficiencies of the party. So yes, we are witnessing the death of the Democratic Party. We have two anti-Semites, Rashida Tlaib and the infamous Ilhan Omar. And we have a socialist who's a hypocrite, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
Who's advocating 70% tax on the rich, no cows, no planes, no cars. Her own mother moved out of the state of New York because she was just taxed out of New York. So her own mother has more common sense than AOC, as she likes to be called.
Yes, she needs to be taxed out and deported from New York City.
Well, let me just go through, I think, a couple of things, because it is the death of the Democratic Party. Let's start with anti-Semitism. Let's start there.
Okay.
Ilhan Omar, just to give you a background if you don't know, her family was rescued. They came to the United States from Somalia. Somalia is a hell pit that is predominantly Muslim. They have abused and killed Christians. Somalia is a fourth world country.
Right.
This woman was given a chance at a better life here in the United States. There are rumors that she married her brother, which would be immigration fraud.
Yes.
In order to come to the United States. Instead of appreciating that she's been rescued from the hellhole known as Somalia, what she has done is advocate her anti-Semitism and her hatred of Israel.
And the United States.
And the United States. It is so deep. She even tweeted out in 2012 that she prayed that Allah would open the eyes of people to see the wickedness of Israel. This is a woman who was elected to the House of Representatives because the district where she's from in Minnesota is predominantly Muslim. So that's how she got elected, if you wonder why. She knows nothing. There's nothing in her background. She wasn't a diplomat. She doesn't have a political science degree. Based on what I know, there's no reason why Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, would appoint Ilhan Omar to the House Foreign Affairs Committee. There's nothing that gave Nancy Pelosi, there's no background that said, yes, this woman belongs. This woman is a freshman congresswoman who's expressed anti-Semitic views, and she was placed on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and potentially she could be receiving sensitive intel on Israel. She could potentially receive sensitive intel on Israel, a country that she hates. And I'll stop there, Barbara, so you can weigh in.
Well, she's just expressing the views, the thoughts, and the sentiments of Nancy Pelosi. That's why she put her there.
Well, I think it's deeper than that, Barbara. I think
In other words, Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to be the one saying those things. So those things that she wants to say are being said by her. What else do you think it is? That's my take on it.
That's your take. And I appreciate that. I think what it is there are powerful people. Nancy Pelosi owes a lot of political favors. Nancy Pelosi is worth easily over $100 million off of a salary of less than $200,000. She's a third in line. So if we want to talk about seeing Donald Trump's tax returns, let's see Nancy Pelosi's tax returns.
So you think she's connected to Soros?
And other anti-Semites who told her to put this freshman congresswoman.
And she has no problem with it.
No experience.
Right.
No history at the United Nations where we're putting her in the House Foreign Affairs Committee because she was a diplomat.
Well,
she
Nancy Pelosi herself is anti-America. Because she wants open borders.
No, I got you, but I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
I'm specifically zeroing in right now on the anti-Semitism. My point is, there was no reason why Nancy Pelosi appointed this freshman congresswoman with anti-Semitic views to the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Nancy Pelosi did it because she's being pressured. She's afraid of offending someone. Now, after gaffe, if you want to call it a gaffe, this woman has expressed anti-Semitic views, and they refused to move her off of this sensitive committee. They even watered down a resolution that was going to condemn anti-Semitism. Then, well, what about blacks? What about Islamophobia? So the Democrats are in a very bad place.
Well, who do you think has paid her off or influenced Nancy Pelosi to make this appointment?
I think George Soros is number one.
Okay.
Keith Ellison was one of the, is a former member of the House.
A woman abuser, right?
Right. He's now Attorney General for the state, I believe, of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. In fact, Ilhan Omar replaced him.
Okay.
And he was a Muslim. So Nancy Pelosi has been told, keep her on the committee. What Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party are risking, they don't understand this.
We don't care, BB.
Let me just finish my thought, please.
I know, but let them risk it all and let people
I agree
up.
With you. Yes. I agree. I want them to lose. But what they're Amen. Risking is more and more people are defecting from the Democratic Party.
And that would be wonderful. The death of that party needs to come immediately. Because they're doing a lot of harm to America, and I don't have any sympathy for them. And I am a registered Democrat. I'll tell anybody that. But enough of it is enough, and she fits right in with their agenda. In the 2012 DNC, remember they didn't even want the name of God mentioned. They didn't want Israel mentioned as the, what was it, the capital?
They didn't want Jerusalem
mentioned as the capital of Israel.
Now, I have to just go in a little bit more on this because this is very important. Dov Hikin, powerful New York politician, Jewish man, Jew,
mm-hmm.
he posted on Twitter a video of Holocaust survivors. These were people at the death camps who are threatening to leave the Democratic Party.
And they should.
This is very, very serious. And James Clyburn, who is the second most powerful Democrat in the House, had the nerve to say, a black man, congressman from South Carolina, had the nerve to say, the audacity to say, that Ilhan Omar's experience was worse than the families of Holocaust survivors. I mean, to say something like that, either Clyburn is evil, or he's very, very ignorant.
Well, you know, the bottom line is they'll say anything to make their dark ideology sound like it's logical. He's evil. There's no doubt about it. He knows better. We have enough proof. We have some of our soldiers that were there on the scene when they freed the people from the concentration camps. He's evil. You know, I just call a spade what it is, and it's a spade. I don't waste a lot of time trying to justify.
General David Eisenhower, who was the commander of the U.S.
Absolutely.
Supreme Forces, said when they specifically took a lot of photographs at the concentration camps, because he knew the day would come when people would try to deny the Holocaust or essentially water it down, and we see it. So our soldiers, to your point, Barbara, our soldiers have tons of evidence of the horrors of people being starved and shot to death at the death camps.
So this man knows that. He knows that history. He deliberately said something that was a lie, that what she suffered in of Somalia was worse than that. He just lied. He's evil. Mm-hmm. Evil will do anything to get their point across. Look at Hitler. Hitler told a whole nation a bunch of lies, and he kept saying it over and over. Yeah. Until they believe that, and that's what the liberals do. That's what these secular humanists do. They repeat it over and over, and they hope as they throw it up, it's going to stick on someone's brain. And unfortunately, those who have been trained and brainwashed by the Democrats will pick this right up, and that will be one of their sound bites that they'll be repeating without any evidence, without any proof, and there is no truth to it.
Moving on to AOC, this is a woman who is, she's also someone sponsored in part in the back shadows by Soros. George Soros, for those who may not know who he is a billionaire. He made his money off of capitalism. He made billions in the hedge as part of a hedge fund alternative investments. But he's pushing capitalism. And he sponsors or he provides fundings for various groups.
He's not pushing capitalism. He's
pushing
socialism.
Absolutely.
Right.
He's pushing socialism, although he became a billionaire because of capitalism. So you have AOC. AOC didn't just come out of, well, they put her up because she had the pretty face, but she has very little information. Now, she talked about in 10 years, the United States should get rid of airplanes, cars, farting cows, and all of that. So we would be the only developed nation without planes and cars.
We're not even thinking about her.
This Green New Deal but she's such a hypocrite that a couple of days ago, someone filmed her campaign manager, someone she works with, eating a hamburger. But
of
she
course.
Wants Americans to give up meat. And her bills for Uber were in the thousands, but we have to give up cars. You see how hypocritical these people are? They are extremely hypocritical. More importantly, she has been cited by the Federal Election Commission. for $1 million being misappropriated by her campaign manager.
And that is wonderful.
And she could get into serious trouble.
And that's very good news. Let her concentrate on trying to get that straightened out, and she won't have so much time to try to tell us these insane, you know, ideas that pop into her head, whether they've been planted there by Soros or whomever. But like our president said, we were born free. We're going to remain free. We're not going to become a socialistic country. So all of their efforts, being that we are aware of what people like, that this woman would like to, how they would like to see America, since we are aware of it, it should just make us, you know, gird up a little tighter, be a little sharper, and stay out there pushing them back until they just wear down. We're going to wear them down because we love America. We love capitalism. You know, this is just like what Saul Alinsky tried to do. He tried to destroy capitalism, but he's gone and we're still surviving. We survived him. We will survive George Soros and people like AOC, you know, and Bernie Sanders. We will survive them, but we have to stick together, stand united, and be strong.
Absolutely. Now, the House Democrats is part of the death of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Where do they stand for? What is their agenda?
They have no agenda.
What is their agenda? All I'm hearing from them is investigate Trump, his family, anyone associated with Donald Trump. I mean, what is their agenda?
They don't have any agenda. They are not fulfilling.
This is crazy.
When they took the oath of office, they have completely violated that. They are completely ignoring that. And everyone out there within the sound of my feeble voice should realize the death of the Democratic Party is real. They are not helping to build America. They are disruption. They are obstructionists, and they are really just anti Americans.
Yeah,
that's all there is. And I believe that is rooted, grounded in the fact that they are anti God.
Mm.
Because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
Absolutely.
No, we didn't have Muhammad founding America.
Exactly.
No, we didn't have Buddha or any of the others.
Absolutely.
Judeo-Christian values, and that's what they hate. Mm. And if you think about it, Karl Marx, one of his main goals was to dethrone God. Look at his autobiography, but you have to look very deeply to find that.
Mm.
And I studied that when I was in that crazy college. Mm-hmm. And I went to my very liberal professor, very nice man, and I told him, I said, wow, so Karl Marx wanted to dethrone God, huh? Mm. He got so purple, green, and red, he didn't know what to do, because we're not supposed to know that. But you'll notice in all of these other isms, like communism, socialism, mm-hmm. Marxism, God is eliminated.
Mm.
Man is the measure of all things. Only in our capitalistic society do we have on our money. In God we trust.
You know, I want to piggyback off that, Barbara. Thank you for that insight. Because one of the things I posted on Twitter is that without the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the light of Christ, this world would be plunged into darkness.
Absolutely.
Because the isms don't work.
No.
Communism doesn't work.
No.
Socialism doesn't work.
No.
Islamism does not work.
No, it does not.
If Islam worked, why are Muslims trying to get into the West where Christianity
dominates?
And
even though they pray five times a day.
Even though they pray five times a day toward Mecca and Medina and all this, and washing and no pork and all this, they are not blessed.
No, and many of them live right in Israel. When we took our trip over there, we saw many of them living in Israel and begging on the corners. Now, there was one little girl that one of the tourists in our group, she gave a dollar to her, I believe it was. And the little girl looked at the dollar, she spat on it and threw it on the ground, because they're taught to hate not only Jews, but hate anyone who's not a Muslim.
Absolutely. And it brings me right back to Ilhan Omar.
Uh-huh.
Even though she was rescued from the hellhole that is Somalia.
They don't care.
They don't appreciate that the United States has given them another chance at life. They
That's
are
true.
Ingrained with Islam. And in the Quran, they are told to not be friendly, to be friends with Jews and Christians. We are considered the people of the book. But there is an intolerant of Jews. So the fact that she's anti-Semitic shouldn't surprise anyone. If she were not anti-Semitic, I would be pleasantly surprised. But she was raised in a culture of hating and not tolerating Jews.
Can I just say this?
Please.
From the womb, they are conditioned.
Absolutely.
From the womb.
Yes, ma'am.
They are taught to hate Jews, to hate people of the book. From the womb.
Yes, ma'am.
They are taught lies, hatred, deceit, and murder. That's all I had to say.
David Duke, former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan down in Louisiana, said that Ilhan Omar is the most important member of Congress. Now, we know that the Klan hates blacks and hates Jews. So the fact that Ilhan hates Jewish people, and she knows how to play the game. I have Jews who support me. She, at her core, hates Israel. And if you hate Israel and you do not understand why it was founded, refounded in 1948 after the Jews were freed from the prison camps, concentration camps, then by extension, you hate Jewish people. You can mask it. You can pretend. The fact that she could receive intelligence briefings on the state of Israel should concern every American, whether you're Democrat or Republican. And the Democrats have to rise up, who have common sense and who are decent, and take back the reins of their party, or it's over. They're handing 2020 to Donald Trump.
And that's good. That is a blessing for us. We will survive Omar. We will survive her with her insanity. But what is good about this whole thing is that many very devoted Jewish people, and I know a few. I have an attorney downtown who is a Democrat. And you know, he's a Democrat, him and I believe his whole family. I pray that he will, as well as other Jewish people who are devoted to the Democratic Party, will awaken and switch parties.
Yeah.
And they'll lose a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the people that I know who are Democrats and Jewish, they contribute heavily.
Mm-hmm.
To any campaign, to the Omar, to Obama, any of them, to Clinton, any of them. So this is all good in
a sense.
It is good.
Because what it does, I agree with you, Barbara,
yes.
It clears the air. See, that's the beauty of an Omar, Ilhan Omar.
That's right. They think they're doing us harm, but it'll come back on them.
Actually, it's doing us a favor.
Yes, it is.
Because now we know which side, what is what. We made a mistake by electing Barack Obama.
Oh, most definitely.
I mean, he imported a lot of Somalis. If you're wondering how she got elected.
97% of those he imported and let them come here as refugees were Muslim.
Right. Even though Christians were being persecuted by ISIS.
Didn't bother him.
Heads chopped off. Obama focused on bringing Muslims over Christians into the United States.
Or playing basketball or golf.
Right.
Or having another party.
Right. Well, I want to talk about Israel. Some people will say, well, criticism of Israel doesn't mean you're anti-Semitic. If you are criticized,
well, who says that?
There are people who said that on Twitter.
Oh my gosh, these people are nuts.
But this is not the case here. Let's talk about this just for a moment. I know we have other things to talk about.
Yeah, right. And I can't waste my time on people who make idiotic statements without any basis. Israel is our only friend in the Middle East. Israel is the only country that's a democracy. And Israel has supported and helped America from its inception.
Not only that, Israel helps Arabs who cannot get proper medical care in the Arabic countries because they're
many
backwards.
Of them live in Israel. We saw them.
A number of them live in Israel. They have more rights in Israel
Absolutely.
Than they have in these Arabic countries. Israel has some of the most advanced technology in the entire world.
Yes, they do.
We don't ally or ally ourselves with Israel just for spiritual or emotional reasons. We are friends with, they're an ally, and we're friends with Israel for just practical reasons because they are the most advanced country in the Middle East.
Can I just add something?
Please.
And religious reasons, mm-hmm. because the first Christians, like we're a Judeo-Christian country.
Absolutely.
But the first Christians were Jewish.
Absolutely.
So we are tied to them spiritually also. And now, that's what they don't like.
Now, Barbara, you made a very important point. Why do you think a country like Iran wants to destroy Israel, or not just Iran, but particularly a number of Muslim countries?
That would invalidate Christianity.
And what do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is God called out the children of Israel to worship him, and he was going to be their God.
Right.
Period. It was predicted that a Messiah would come. And that Messiah, from Genesis 3, I believe, and that Messiah is Jesus Christ, whom we celebrate, you know, at Christmas time. It may not be the exact date.
Easter and all that, yes.
But he came to atone, to reconcile man to God. That's why there are no more lambs or doves that have to be sacrificed. That's under the old law.
Right.
The new law is that Christ went to the cross. He said, come unto me. My burden is light. Come unto me. I will save you. I will reconcile. I will bridge that gap between man and God by dying on the cross, even though I'm perfect and even though I'm God in the flesh. So all of that is how Christianity got its beginning. And the first Christians were Jewish people.
Absolutely.
Our Bible is written by many of the prophets of old who were Jewish. Mm-hmm. Peter, Paul, all of them were Jews.
Right.
So if they destroy
God forbid,
and I know God will not allow it. If they can destroy Israel, and that is where Christianity had its beginnings.
Absolutely.
And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I, as a Christian, what could I say?
Mm-hmm.
My beginning has been destroyed.
Mm.
I always wear Star of David.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the root of my Christian belief. And they know that. They know the history. And they keep threatening to destroy Israel. They want Israel to disappear. Then Christianity would disappear. Because if you don't have the foundation, what are you standing on?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have an Old and New Testament. It's one book.
Right.
One book. And the book from Genesis all the way to Revelation includes the children of Israel.
And that's a very good point, and that's what I want to say, is the church did not replace Israel.
Not at all.
And I have to tell whoever's listening to my voice, if you hate Jews just because they are Jews, you are not a Christian.
Not at all.
Understand, hatred of Jews is anti-Christ. Jesus, whom we call Jesus Christ, is Yeshua, which is a Jewish name, Hebrew name for Savior. He came from the line of David. So how can you hate Jews, but then you worship a Jewish Messiah?
That you can't.
God deals with the children of Israel.
Who he will bless, Israel, God says he'll bless.
From Genesis to Revelation, God deals with the children of Israel. In fact, in Revelation 7, the remnant of the 12 tribes of Israel will be sealed first.
Amen. First.
And then the rest of us, the Gentiles, will then be sealed. So when we think that the Jews are done, God, we are joint heirs, yes, through Christ.
Yes, we
but
are.
But we have not replaced the children of Israel. Let's be very, very clear about
absolutely.
That.
And those who bless Israel
absolutely
will be blessed. And this nation has been tremendously blessed and continues to be blessed.
As long as the Muslim world is drowning and mires itself in the hatred of Jews, they will never be blessed. They are surviving thanks to oil sales, but we don't really need their oil anymore.
But they serve a different God.
They serve a different God.
Who's in conflict with this God.
Absolutely.
From the beginning,
absolutely.
There was a conflict in heaven where Lucifer wanted to be worshipped. So Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call, has his followers and has his children who are always at war with the children of God.
And this explains a lot why the left has revealed it's evil. You're talking about aborting
very
a baby
evil.
And a 9th month, even with the mother on the labor table, the baby could potentially be destroyed, fully formed baby.
Well,
even after the baby survives birth, you could kill the baby. That's murder.
Well, they were heading down this path in 2012 when they said, don't even mention God.
Absolutely.
You see, they're eliminating God totally. They eliminate God from controlling the weather. They eliminated God when they said, oh, capital punishment is too cruel. but it's not cruel to kill a baby after it's born. It's not cruel to starve a baby if they survived an abortion. How come that's not cruel? That's innocent blood.
Absolutely. We're about to go to a break in about, I would say, 20 seconds break time. On the other side of the break, I'd like to talk about Adam Schiff, a member of Congress coaching Michael Cohen, former attorney.
That's so ridiculous.
To Donald Trump. So
yeah.
Really, the testimony of Michael Cohen is not even worth the paper it was written and recorded
no,
on.
No, it's not.
It's worthless. So he was coached for at least 10 hours. But we'll talk about that and the hunt and the deep state in their attempt to destroy Donald Trump.
Oh, and we have to talk about what happened with the hurricanes and how he's signing hats and Bibles.
Yep. We'll be right back. Thank you. Stay tuned, please.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Here we are back with you on our urban story. This is Barbara from Harlem, and let me give you the call-in number again, 973-925-4559. Miss Diamond?
Yes. Do you have any upcoming speaking engagements you'd like to mention in your book?
Well, yes. Now, you know, the book is still available at Amazon.com and all popular outlets such as Simon & Schuster, et cetera, et cetera. And the title of the book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. But listen, if you can't remember that title, just put in Barbara from Harlem and it should pop up. And what else do I have to say? I'm very excited about some of the comments on the books and, you know, book. And a friend of mine out in Missouri, she said she went to AOL and they had four books there suggested for, you know, the audience to purchase. And Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations was one of them. This Tuesday, I'm going to be interviewed on a program that I don't have the link for it at this moment. I have to get the link to it and get the information and pass it to you, but it's going to be telecast. I think it's going to be on YouTube with Pastor Cohen, and we'll have to, like I said, I'll have to get the information with you, to you. While we were in Boston, Massachusetts, I was interviewed. And I don't have the link to that because he didn't give it to me. His name is what? William. What's his last name?
Sturgeon.
Sturgeon. S-T-U-R-G-E-O-N, I believe. It was a very exciting interview. And he told me he was going to send me the link. But I haven't received it as yet. So I'm going to try to contact him and ask him for that link. And God spare my life. When we come back again, I'll be able to give you these links so that we can just, so you can look at some of them and get something out of it, I hope, and, you know, give me a contact or give me any suggestions on what I should do. Also, I wanted to mention on the 23rd of March, from 12 until 3 o'clock, we are going to have a united rally for our president, Donald J. Trump, at Trump Tower. And this one of the speakers is going to be,
he's a homosexual man, but he is he used to be a Democrat.
Strzok, yes,
Strzok is not at this one. I'm not sure if he's.
Well,
speaking.
He's on the flyer.
He is. Excuse me. Okay,
Strzok.
Brandon Strzok. I know who he
yes,
is.
Yes, yes, yes.
He started the walkaway movement, which is very huge, causing a lot of Democrats, liberals, to walk away from the Democratic Party. So it's exciting that Brandon Strzok will be there,
and I will be one of the speakers also.
Absolutely. So that's Saturday. It's on a Saturday in front of Trump Tower. That's 56 and 5th Avenue in New York City. Saturday, March 23rd from, say the time
12
again.
Until 3.
Right. So we will be broadcasting more than likely from Manhattan at Trump Tower.
And we want patriotic New Yorkers to let everyone know that everybody in New York doesn't support some of the insanity that's going on in our governor's mansion, nor in our Gracie mansion, with de Blasio.
Well, de Blasio's wife cannot account for nearly $800 million that was allocated to an agency. Well, she has, I guess, her background is in mental health, and
mental health the way she looks.
She doesn't look like
she's too wrapped together.
I know, I got you. But the bottom line is, she cannot account. She failed an audit of $800 million of taxpayers' money here in New York City. So that's shameful.
Well, you know, it is shameful, and some of the things that de Blasio proposes, you know, are really outrageous. And of course, what Cuomo is saying is outrageous. So let's have a wonderful showing of New Yorkers and people from around the United States of America to show up on March the 23rd and show our support for our president and play our part in making America great again.
the way the Democrats are behaving, they're really, Donald Trump is not going to have a very difficult time winning re-election unless the Democrats get their act together. Hillary Clinton announced this past week she will not be seeking the 2020 nomination. I don't blame her. So I don't know if the Democrats are going to do. That's not my problem. I know that currently they have no agenda. And what they're doing is they're launching investigations into anyone associated with Trump in search of a crime. That's not how this is supposed to work.
No, that's not. No.
You're supposed to have a premise upon which
that's
to
right.
launch an investigation.
That's
we believe
right.
Sally laundered $10 million, so now we're going to investigate Sally.
That's violating. That would be like if a policeman just walked up to you and said, let me search you.
Exactly.
He has to have probable cause.
Absolutely.
He has no probable cause. So I want people to come out, not only to the rally, but I want people to start standing up and speaking out and calling their representatives.
Absolutely.
We didn't put them in office for them to spend our taxpayer dollars investigating a president that 63 million of us went out there and voted for.
It's a witch hunt. They're just a fishing expedition.
Absolutely.
I mean, what is the predicate? Upon which basis are you
Absolutely.
Investigating Donald Trump? Now, people will say, well, Michael Cohen said this. Michael Cohen, his former attorney. But Fox News has reported that Cohen spent 10 hours with Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, representative. Let me get it straight here. President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, met with House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, several times before testifying before the panel last week, Fox News reported. Now, then Adam Schiff, unquote, and I'm quoting from Newsmax.com. Let me give proper credit. An article by Theodore Bunker, March 8th, 2019. Now, that's very important, ladies and gentlemen. So the Democrats and their allies in the media like MSNBC and CNN kept trumping up, not to use a pun, but kept pushing this Michael Cohen testimony as if it's earth shattering, groundbreaking. Oh, my gosh, we're finally going to get Donald Trump. And it turns out this man was coached by Democrats. Democrats coached him, probably coerced him. And then they said afterwards,
oh,
he was so credible.
And they,
oh, Michael Cohen is so credible. He boosted his credit. Adam Schiff is a freaking hypocrite. Does he think people are that stupid?
Yes.
You spent 10 hours.
To answer your question, yes.
You're right. You spent 10 hours coaching Michael Cohen that after he, and he contradicted himself.
And they got nothing.
And they got nothing. Because what's shaping, Robert Mueller has been investigating the president for 2 years now using 25 million. It's
plus,
probably up to
plus,
30 plus million
plus.
Now. And basically there's no evidence of a collusion. So that's a waste. They're coming up with a nothing burger. So the Democrats, knowing this, sensing this, now they're going to launch an investigation. They just want to keep this president distracted. Donald Trump is an effective president. Whether you like him or not, he's effective.
And see, that's where we, the people, need to stand up and let these representatives know we've had enough of this. Leave our president alone. Let him keep making the deals with China. Let him keep some of these manufacturing businesses in America. That's what we're interested in. Thank you for reducing the number of people who are receiving food stamps, keeping our borders safe. We want a president to focus on those things, not witch hunts. Not interviewing his family to try to find something wrong only because you don't like him as president. He said he was going to drain the swamp and you happen to be a swamp dweller.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to quote here from the Newsmax article. Cohen admitted during his testimony before the House Oversight Committee last month that he had talked to Schiff about topics that were going to be raised at the upcoming hearing, unquote.
They were preparing him.
This is corruption.
That's all it is. See, they don't even know how to have any integrity. And then they're going to put this where the public can see it and know it. And then we're supposed to think that that's okay? No, it's not okay. 63 million of us went out there and voted for Donald Trump. And we want him to continue making America great again. And we want those we pay to do their jobs and make sure we're safe, help get that wall up, help our immigration laws to be revamped, relooked at, rewritten if necessary.
Absolutely.
To keep Americans safe.
Now, Barbara, to that point, I'm sorry, go ahead, dear.
Well, I just wanted to mention, you know, my friend in Boston, Sarge, He sent me something. He said the Utah teacher apologizes. She was placed on leave after forcing students to remove Ash Wednesday cross from his forehead. Now, you know, these people are anti-God. These people are godless.
Yeah.
They have become godless. Mm-hmm. They hate God so much that a child can't even come to school and put a cross on his head for Ash Wednesday. Go right ahead, Miss.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that, Barbara, because this is it's part of the thread of the liberals. See, Barbara, we wonder, we question, how can liberals who support homosexuals, who support women's rights, how can they march arm in arm with an anti-Semite like Linda Sarsour, like Ilhan Omar, who support Sharia law? And under Sharia law, women can be sold as sex slaves. Women are subjugated to X, Y, or Z. Homosexuals can be stoned to death or thrown off a roof. And we've really analyzed it. I think you've hit the nail on the head, because they reject, both Muslims and liberals reject, the God of the Bible.
Abraham,
that's
Isaac,
how they can stand with Muslims, even though they say they support homosexuals, but homosexuals can be killed under Sharia law. But they will march arm in arm with Muslims. They challenge Christian bakers who don't want to bake for two homosexuals getting married, but they will not go into a Muslim bakery and challenge a Muslim, because both of them, the liberals and the Muslims, reject the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And with the cake, the bakers won.
They won,
and why, that is something to celebrate. I had that article a few weeks ago, and I forgot to mention it, but they won.
Good.
They have a right to not bake a cake that is anti what they believe.
Absolutely. Now, Barbara, a couple of days ago, the House Democrats voted to allow illegal aliens to vote in our elections. I need your thoughts on that, please.
Well, is there any doubt that those Democrats... And it was 27 of them. How many?
Right.
27. Only six voted that the illegal alien should not vote. Those 27 should be noted by every area that they represent. Mm-hmm. And my friends, they are not fit to be in any elected position. Because, number one, they take an oath on that Constitution. That Constitution is for American citizens.
Absolutely.
It's not for someone who sneaks across our border.
Mm-hmm. This is pretty deep for
and
me.
And if they have a problem with telling the difference between someone who sneaks across our border, ignores our sovereignty, ignores our laws, who is illegal, and then you want to give them voting rights, you're not fit to serve. You should be immediately recalled. You should be retired. You should be dismissed from that position.
Well, Barbara, you know, this is why they don't want the wall. They want illegals to be able to walk across.
Yes.
Now, to say that Jose, who just came from Guatemala, that his vote can cancel out my vote is very disturbing to me.
Your citizenship has been diminished.
Absolutely. My ancestors literally died for the right to vote.
Absolutely.
This is very serious.
And my
Democrats do not care that my ancestors, African Americans, had to be beaten and died for the right to vote. They don't care. So Maria from Venezuela can walk in here, and she has just as much right as I do, and my ancestors have bled and died and built on this soil. Give me a break.
Absolutely. Protested, sat in here, sat in there. And look, we had a civil war to make blacks or slaves who were brought over here against their will.
Right.
A civil war to stop the spread of slavery
Absolutely.
In this land.
Absolutely.
And then even with the Emancipation Proclamation,
mm-hmm.
our president at that time, Abraham Lincoln, passed before he could see the results of that emancipation.
Right.
He did sign it.
Right.
Which gave black people the 13th Amendment. We have the 14th and 15th Amendments. Made us equal.
Absolutely.
Equal citizens of this nation. And you mean to tell me someone who sneaks over here, who has paid nothing into this system.
Absolutely.
Who has paid no taxes.
Right.
to help some of the safety nets and, you know, the things that go on here. They will have the same rights that my parents and my forefathers and foremothers died for.
Absolutely, Barbara. That's what the House Democrats are proposing. It will not pass because you have to have the Senate and the House present the bill. It goes to the president, and the president can veto it or sign it into law. President Trump will not sign this into law.
Absolutely.
But it's disturbing that the Democrats will go this far. And I just want to dovetail on what you just said, because you detail in your book how you live through the tail end. I think it was ending at that point, but you lived through Jim Crow law. You spoke about how your mother had to speak French.
Yes, she did.
To pretend she wasn't a Black American order to get service.
That's
and
right.
Now this is just a tip of the iceberg of what Black people...
That's right.
Had to go through to get the right to vote, and you're saying someone can just walk over the border and they have just
because they have no respect for the United States of America, basically because of our founding. They profit from it and they love the profit they get from it.
Exactly.
But they have no respect for our sovereignty.
No, they don't.
We are a sovereign nation. That's why we had a former president who said America is not defined by borders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're not defined by borders, you're a wasteland.
Exactly.
In my book.
Right.
And we need to realize that they will sacrifice any American's life to get a higher and a more secure voting bloc.
Yes.
That is the purpose of the open borders.
Yes.
And that is the purpose of them wanting to grant them the privilege that our ancestors died for.
Absolutely.
Free, at no cost.
Absolutely.
Because they want to promise them freebies, food stamps, housing, free medical care, free education. But they are in turn are expected to vote Democrat.
Right, exactly.
Because the Democrats' main goal is not to uphold the Constitution.
Absolutely.
It is to stay in power and in control of other people's lives.
Absolutely. You know, Charlie Kirk, he's the head of Turning Point USA. I liked his tweet about 35 minutes ago. He pointed out what the Republican Party has done for this country. The Republican Party freed the slaves, ended segregation,
yes,
passed the Civil Rights Act,
yes,
deployed the 101st Airborne to end school segregation.
Yes.
The Democrats, on the other hand, fought for slavery, founded the KKK, filibustered to kill the Civil Rights Act, and he said, know your history, free your mind, and he's right. Thank you, Charlie Kirk.
Can I just add one thing? And they voted against the anti-lynching law.
Thank you, Charlie Kirk from TPUSA, for that tweet. I think that's very important, Barbara. What you're saying is very important. So to add to the list of what the Democrats have done, the slavery, they founded the KKK, did come out of the Democratic Party.
Yes, it did.
Now we can add to the hatred of Jews, the anti-Semitism, trying to destroy capitalism. Capitalism has lifted more people out of poverty than any other system in the entire world.
Absolutely.
How do you explain even a Barack Obama?
And
how do you explain Dave, who founded Wendy's? He was abandoned and he founded a multi-billion-dollar empire.
And look at them now, you know, considering babies in the womb expendable.
Yes.
They can't ride in the streets. They can't vote.
Right.
So they're expendable.
Mm.
They don't even want to count them as human beings.
Right.
But in some states, they're fighting back and recognizing that heartbeat means that that's a life.
Mm-hmm. I just want to quote from President Trump very quickly. We have about a couple of minutes. Quote, he tweeted this. Border Patrol and law enforcement has apprehended, captured large numbers of illegal immigrants at the border. They won't be coming into the U.S.
Amen.
The wall is being built and will greatly help us in the future and now. Unquote. Thank you, President Trump. And President Trump, we'd like to meet you. We're trying.
We've been tweeting you,
President Trump and your staff and Vice President Pence. We would like to get an invitation to the White House so Barbara from Harlem can share with you her journey from a liberal Democrat in by default to a conservative.
And what was that? Omar said something very horrible about our vice president, wasn't it?
She also doesn't like Christians because we're
people of
the book like
That's
Jews
right.
are.
That's
she
right.
said something about Michael Pence, so she's anti-Jewish and anti-Christian.
Yes, she is. Yes, she
but
is.
Yeah, but we'd like to meet President Trump. I think we have a lot to say.
Oh, yes, we would.
We've been tweeting to the president, and we're trying to also, I've reached out to Jerry Falwell Jr. of Liberty University to introduce your book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, which is a very important and insightful book.
And if there's anyone out there that can help us make that connection, please, you know, contact us and let us know. My email is Barbara from Harlem, USA at yahoo.com. Easy to remember, Barbara from Harlem, USA at yahoo.com.
And we want to give our best wishes to Terrence Williams. He's a black conservative comedian.
Yes.
Very funny on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
He was in a car wreck a few weeks ago. He's doing better. Thank God. So, Terrence, you're in our prayers. And we love you. Get better very, very soon. We thank Donald Trump for his sacrifices. He gave up a billionaire luxurious lifestyle to get in the trenches to help the forgotten man and woman
Amen.
Of this country.
Amen. And you know what? I admired him a long time ago in reference to his love for this country. You know, his grandfather came over here, I think, from Germany.
That is correct.
And, you know, he had some failures and some successes. And then he had a father who was there. And that's the thing we need to promote now. We need to promote rebuilding of the family. Mm-hmm. Because that family structure means so much. And young men and old men and just men, period. If you and your wife have separated, or the mother of your children have separated, learn something from Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Stay
mm-hmm.
in contact with your children.
Mm-hmm.
Validate those children. You know, socialize those children. That's what's lacking, particularly in the black community, where we have about 73% of our children, boys and girls, born without a father there to nurture them. That is a disaster. And we see the results of it when we look at the black-on-black crime, when we look at the brokenness. I went to a funeral yesterday, and I thought I was at an audition for a circus. They were dressed so bizarre. I said, my gosh, no one has even taught them how to present themselves, how to enhance whatever attributes they have. I mean, it was so disturbing yesterday. I had to get out of there.
Wow.
I didn't even want to go and eat with them because I just couldn't believe some of the bizarre sights I saw.
Wow.
I said, is this an audition for a circus or is this an audition for Lord of the Rings? I mean, I didn't know where I was at. So please, we need to rebuild the families. But young men, old men, stay in contact with your children. We're going to be signing off in a moment. Don't forget, tune in again to our Urban Story. God bless you and God bless America.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of TheBlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit TheBlueMagazine.com. That's www.TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.